Fred McMurray. And as Bob, William Frawley.
You are in my power, my dear. You are at my command. Now we will place your rigid body between these chairs.
And look at that. She's really hypnotized, Bob.
I'd like to have 10% of what he's paying her, the big crook. The whole thing's phony.
I don't think he's a phony, Bob. He's just a weirdo, that's all. I wonder what Rami's going to do on the show.
Now you are a human suspension bridge.
Maybe she just had too much starch.
Now will the young man in the audience volunteer to assist me with my experiment? Will he please come forward? Very nice-looking young man.
Hey, there's Robbie.
And what is your name, please?
Robbie Douglas.
Very nice name, too. Now, Mr. Douglas, I want you to help me prove to the ladies and gentlemen of our audience that this woman is in a deep trance. Now, you don't see any wires or other apparatus, do you?
No, sir.
Fine. And now, sit on her.
Sit on her.
Yes, it's quite all right.
Boy, Professor Zoltan's really great.
And now, when I snap my fingers, you will awaken. Thank you, my dear. Now, just a minute, young man. I haven't quite finished with you. Look at the amulet. Concentrate. Do not take your eyes off it. You are in my power. On the signal, the snapping of my fingers will no longer be hypnotized. When you hear a whistle, you will do a little dance for us.
Ah, there goes the set again. Stupid set's been acting up all week. Off and on. Bub, I knew we should have somebody come over here and check this clunky thing. Bub? Oh, I should have reminded Dad.
What?
I said we should have had somebody come over here and fix the set.
Hey, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Robbie's acting very mysterious lately?
Oh? Mysterious, huh?
Mike's noticed it, and Chip's noticed it. He shuts himself in his room.
Well, did it occur to you that he might be studying?
Yeah, that's the mystery.
Mystery?
Yeah, you know, if he were studying, why wouldn't I hear the record player? You just take it from me that there's something strange going on around here.
Are getting deeper and deeper relaxed. Now, when I snap my fingers, you will come out of your trance and go.
How's it going?
Mr.
Attention, Marjorie.
Marjorie, look at the amulet. You can't take your eyes off it. Concentrate. You're in my power. You're at my command. You never really noticed me before, but now you do. That's because you sense my inner power. I'm a pretty good-looking guy, you know. You're learning to like me.
Gosh! I'm sorry. Marjorie? Are you all right, Marjorie? Marjorie?
We haven't really met, have we, George?
Robbie Douglas.
Oh, yes, Robbie. We've been so close and yet so far apart. Chemically speaking. I mean, it seems odd that we haven't really known one another.
It'll be different from now on.
Yes. I guess because I sense something about you. I can't describe it, but if I could describe it, say that you had some kind of an inner power. I'm going to be late for my next class.
Well, you go ahead. I'll stay here and straighten up this mess.
Oh, you're so sweet. You won't believe this, but there's a boy in my chem lab trying to hypnotize me.
Hypnotize you?
Isn't that wild?
Well, I think it's kind of sweet. Well, I had a boy stick pins in my class picture once. I guess that's not quite the same thing. Come on.
Hey, Rob, you're wanted on the phone. Someone named Marjorie. But don't stay on too long, because dinner's just about ready. Oh, Mike, would you hang up the phone downstairs?
Yes.
Hello?
Bobby, I can't explain this, but I've had the strongest compulsion to call you all afternoon. I know it sounds wild, but I just can't stop thinking about you. I was wondering if, that is, if you're not doing anything, if you'd like to come over for a while.
Yeah, sure. What's the address there, Marjorie?
339 Bryant Park Lane.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'll be right over. Bye.
Bye. Well, you better believe it.
Oh, the poor fish.
What a wild idea for a slumber party. Live entertainment. You girls better run upstairs. We'll be right over. Bobby?
Yes, Marjorie?
Look at me. Do you notice anything different?
No.
I like you.
Yeah, it figures.
Come on, sit down.
Okay.
I mean, I like you a lot.
Well, that's okay.
Pound for pound, you have more inner power than anybody I've ever known. You feel the same way about me, too?
Marjorie.
Oh, please invite me to the spring fling, because if you don't, I'll have to invite you. It would be embarrassing.
First, I better tell you something.
You don't like me?
I'm afraid I've taken advantage of you.
Really? Why, I thought it was the other way around.
You don't really feel knocked out about me.
Oh, I know when I'm knocked out. I'm knocked out.
No, not really. You see, Marjorie, I've hypnotized you into feeling this way.
What?
With this amulet.
When did you do that?
Today, in the chem lab.
I don't remember being hypnotized.
Well, that's part of hypnosis. You don't remember.
Well, I can't believe it. It's impossible.
I'm kind of afraid I don't know my own strength.
Robbie, I love you, and it's not hypnosis. It's deep, sincere love.
No, no, it's the power of suggestion. I feel guilty about it.
Well, I just can't believe it. You'll have to prove it to me.
Well, I don't know, Margie. I don't think I should hypnotize you twice in the same day.
Maybe you could hypnotize someone else.
Who?
There are some girls spending the night. We could use them as guinea pigs.
Well, they're here?
Oh, yes, I'll call them. Girls, will you come downstairs a minute? Robbie, I know that this is real love that I feel for you, but if you can hypnotize them, I'll have to admit that it is possible. Here they come.
Yes,
Robbie, I'd like you to meet... This is Gloria, Claudia, and that's Nancy, Sharon, and Darlene. And girls, you all know adorable Robbie Douglas. Hi. Now, Robbie's going to perform a very important experiment, and we're going to need your help. So will you cooperate with him? Because he's going to try and hypnotize you.
Well, Robbie, do you really have such a mystic power?
Well, I don't know. I've never tried mass hypnosis. Now, why don't you just sit down on the couch here? Just line up there on the couch. Now, everybody has to look at the amulet and concentrate.
You are in my power. Keep your eyes on the amulet. Your eyes are getting very, very heavy. Close your eyes.
Are they really hypnotized?
Yeah, of course.
And they'll do anything you tell them to do?
They have no choice.
Let's see. Why don't you tell Gloria that she's a chicken hawk?
Gloria, open your eyes. You are a chicken hawk.
Gawk, 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 gawk.
Hi, Steve. I'm glad you're home. I've been having nothing but trouble with Chip all day long.
Excuse me, Bob, but what was that little thing you were just doing?
Thing?
Well, that dance. I mean, you bringing in a new act or something?
What are you talking about?
He's been doing it all night. Every time somebody whiffles.
Now, don't start that again.
Chip, come on down here. Now, tell me, what is this all about?
I'll tell you, Steve, he's been wearing me out.
Well, you'd be tired, too, if you'd been dancing all night.
Well, let's settle one disorder at a time, huh? Bob, but what's Chip been doing?
That's the trouble. He hasn't been doing anything. He won't eat his dinner, won't go to bed on time.
Sharon, open your eyes. You are her assistant. You will turn the pages of her sheet music.
Dum 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 dum.
Fire two.
Dum 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 dum.
Dum 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 dum.
Well, hello, Mr. Thompson.
Is Robbie here?
Well, I don't know.
He's out on a date.
Is something wrong?
Well, it's Ernie. He won't do anything. He wouldn't eat his dinner, he wouldn't take his bath, and now he won't go to bed. He says he's too hypnotized to do it.
Hypnotized?
Yes, he says Robbie hypnotized him.
Robbie hypnotized him?
Well, it wasn't Robbie's fault. He was trying to learn how to be a hypnotist, and we volunteered to be his guinea pigs.
Is this why you fellas haven't been doing what you're supposed to? Because Robbie hypnotized you?
Well, maybe that's stretching it. We kind of faked it a little.
Then he didn't really hypnotize you?
No.
Well, I guess they're out of their trances, Mrs. Thompson.
Well, that's a relief. Ernie, you're going to be a very busy young man when you get home. Thank you, Mr. Douglas. Come on, Ernie.
Some prisoner of war you'll make.
Chip, you know making believe you were hypnotized to get out of doing things is, it's a little dishonest.
Yes, sir.
You go up to your room.
Yes, sir.
I'll be up in a minute. I want to talk to you. Well, Bob, now what's your problem?
I have no problems. Everything's all right with me.
All right, if you say so.
Robbie didn't hypnotize me, you know.
You will play the part of the long-suffering Camille.
Fire three!
Dump, dump.
Fire
my darling. Hi, girls. What are you doing playing a game?
Oh, no, they're hypnotized, Mother.
Oh, Mother, this is Robbie Douglas. He's a hypnotist.
Hypnotist? What have you done to these girls?
Well, they're in a trance.
Don't you know better than to play with something as serious as hypnosis? Now get them out of it immediately.
Gloria. 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 Claudia. Gloria. Claudia. Sharon. Darlene. Come out. Nancy.
I get it. Guess I better be going.
Bobby?
Just look at it this way, Bob. You're 1 in 10 million.
I still don't believe it.
Hi, Rob.
Bob, why don't you and Mike fix a late-night snack, huh?
Come on, you can get the water ready for tea. I'll show you how.
Hi, Rob.
Hi,
Dad. I hear you've become quite a hypnotist.
How'd you know about that?
Well, Chip and Ernie...
Yeah, they were just putting me on. I can't really hypnotize anyone.
Well, it's just as well, Rob. Only an expert should even attempt hypnosis. I guess Bob was the only one who was really hypnotized.
I didn't even try it on him.
Oh, no. This Dr. Zolden on television put Bob under. But he brought him out of it tonight. We just came back from there. Dr. Zolden doesn't make house calls.
I sure could have used Dr. Zolden's help tonight.
Oh, what for?
There's this girl, Marjorie Taylor. I tried to hypnotize her, but she was just putting me on, too. I thought maybe if I could hypnotize her, I could get her to like me.
And you... Thought hypnosis was the only way.
Sounds pretty stupid, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know, Rob. Sometimes you try anything. I remember when I was about... I was a little older than you are, but there was this girl that I wanted to impress. And, well, I thought the way to do it was to get a ukulele in a car. So I saved my money and I bought them secondhand from a classmate.
Did it help?
Oh, yeah, she was delighted. She eloped with the fella I bought them from. They'd just been waiting to get enough money. Now, Rob, I think the best policy is the oldest and the simplest one. Just be yourself. If that doesn't work, nothing will.
Boy, did I make a fool out of myself. I'm going to be the school joke. Well, I just won't go back to school, that's all.
You think that's the answer, Ron?
Well, Dad, I can't. Marjorie's my lab partner, and how can I face her?
Rob, every man makes a fool of himself over a woman sooner or later. And I think the sooner the better. Some of us have more often than others, but we've all been there. I still have a ukulele to prove it.
And I still got my amulet.
Yeah. But you go back to school, and it'll all work out. You'll see.
Dad's right, Ross. A man's got to face up to his own mistakes. That's been my experience, anyway.
Well, thank you for your unsolicited testimonial, Chip Douglas. Now, you'd better go back to bed, huh? Well, Ross, let's go out and see the bugs right now. I don't know about you, but I'm starved.
Yeah, me too.
Mr. Gibson. Robbie?
sorry about last night. That was a dirty trick. I guess I was just trying to impress those girls at your expense. I wouldn't blame you if you're mad at me. Actually, I'm very flattered that you had enough interest in me to try it. Are you listening to me, Robbie? Robbie. Robbie. Look at the amulet. You can't take your eyes off of it. You're in my power now, my dear. You're going to take me to the spring fling.
You have a mysterious inner power. I am being drawn against my will. Marjorie, will you go to the spring fling with me?
Yes.